Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. If you have access to your Bible, I hope you will open it with me to the New Testament book of Romans. And we will read three verses in chapter 8. This is Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. I am reading from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. The Apostle Paul, writing this letter to the church in ancient Rome, says this: "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom He predestined, He also called. And these whom He called, He also justified. And these whom He justified, He also glorified." In our discussion of these magnificent verses, we have come to the beginning of verse 29. "For these whom God foreknew, God also predestined." We have talked about verse 28, and yesterday concluded our comments on that last phrase, "those who are called according to His purpose." We visited Luke's gospel so we could understand what is the purpose of God in the words of Jesus Christ. And we learned that Jesus came to call sinners to repentance. This is His purpose. What we did was to put Paul's doctrine in Romans into the context of the life of Christ, and this will be our practice moving forward. Furthermore, we said that with this phrase, "those who are called according to His purpose," Paul changes the viewpoint from human to divine. The human perspective in verse 28 is those who love God. The divine perspective in verse 28 is those who are called according to His purpose. There is our perspective and there is God's perspective. There is our viewpoint, those who love God, and there is God's viewpoint, those who are called according to His purpose. From here, in verses 29 and 30, Paul will speak to us of God's viewpoint on our salvation from sin. What we can say is that verses 29 and 30 are the outworking of God's purpose for His people. Martin Lloyd-Jones puts it this way: verses 29 and 30 are the exposition of according to His purpose. Paul, the preacher, uses verses 29 and 30 to explain the end of verse 28 in his expository sermon that he is giving to the Romans and to us. What we will be speaking about is what we call soteriology, that is, the doctrine of salvation. The word soteriology comes from the Greek word soteria, which means salvation. Soteriology is the doctrine or the teaching of salvation. So that in Christian theology, we have Christology, the doctrine of the person and work of Jesus Christ, Christology. And we have anthropology, the doctrine of humanity. Or we have angelology, the doctrine of the angels, and many others. Likewise, here we have soteriology, the doctrine of salvation. And there is much to this. Oh my, so much. Now please pray that I will have the discernment given to me by the Holy Spirit to know what to share with you and what to keep back for another time. I have to fit my task to my time, which is a struggle, even if I had endless time. But to do this in a 15-minute segment is a real challenge. Seriously, pray for me. and do ask God to give you insight. Together, let us depend on Him who is our helper. We need supernatural instruction that can come only from God. We pray that He will grant us this grace. As we look into the doctrine of soteriology, we will do so with both our feet firmly planted in Romans 8, verses 29 and 30, where we find what has been called the Ordo Salutis. That is Latin for the order of salvation, or what is sometimes called the golden chain of salvation. To help explain this, and so you can see this clearly, I have created a simple document that I would like to get into your hands. This outlines for you this order or this golden chain. And when I say chain, I have in mind a chain-linked fence where each link is firmly connected to all the other links, forming an unbreakable chain. Or you might think about a chain around your neck, a nice piece of jewelry. The links in the chain around your neck or wrist are bound together. Likewise, the dynamic parts to our salvation that the Bible speaks about, all of these are interconnected. They form an unbreakable chain, and it is golden because, well, friends, we are dealing with the pure gold of Scripture. The truth about how holy God saves unholy sinners from our sin by His grace. Here is how you can get this document. If you are listening to this as a podcast, simply click Read Along on the podcast on our website, and I have attached the document to today's manuscript. It is at the end of the manuscript. Again, on the podcast, just click Read Along and you will have it. If you tune in by radio, email me or write to me and ask for salvation. Just put the word salvation in the subject of your email and I will get this to you. My website address, godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. My email, mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K @godisministry.org. Write and ask for this document today. Especially if you are a visual learner, which I know many of you are, this will be valuable for you to have. I will not be sending you a real golden chain, a necklace from the jeweler, but I will pass along a document that reflects what the Bible teaches, which is of far superior value than anything a jeweler can ever sell you. God's word is true gold. Friends, in these verses before us, we're going into the mind of God, and this is holy ground. We are going to receive the divine perspective, and that means we have a few considerations to take into account up front. The first of which is this: if I am speaking to you and you are not yet a Christian, that is, you do not believe by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, then what we will be covering in the foreseeable future is not primarily intended for you. What you must do, and I urge you to do this today, is to focus on Jesus Christ and to believe in Him. What I taught last week and yesterday was most definitely for you. Remember Jesus reclining at the table with the tax collectors and sinners, they expressing their need for Christ, and Jesus going to be with them where He was wanted. Read about that again in Luke chapter 5, verses 27 through 32, near the beginning of the Bible's New Testament. As we talk about soteriology, we do so as people who already believe in Jesus. We are His people. We too are sinners, just like you. But now, because of God's grace that we do not deserve, but because of His grace, our sins are forgiven, and we are now developing our relationship with God. It is in this context that we will study soteriology, or the doctrine of salvation. But none of us are saved from sin by believing in the doctrines of election or predestination, which we will soon speak about. No, we are saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. What you need is repentance for your sin, a genuine sorrow for the ways in which you have offended God by how you think, act, and speak. You need to repent, an intentional turning away from your sin by your faith in Christ. These doctrines we now turn to are not yet for you. In fact, usually those who reject Christ as Savior vehemently reject the doctrine of salvation. In truth, you will hate it, and you will want to argue with me against it. But I am not here to argue with you about this. I am here to encourage you towards Christ. I am here to pray for you and to correspond with you, telling you more about our Lord and Savior, the man Jesus, who has redeemed me from my sinful and wicked life. And I am here for Christian people, members of the family of God, my brothers and sisters, who have a desire to know more about how it is God has saved us. These are Christians hungry for teaching, yes, for doctrine, and that is what I will be feeding them in the days ahead. These are what we can say are family matters. Soteriology is for the family circle. And so it is to you, brother and sister in Christ, that I will address this teaching. And there is something I want to say to you about our attitude as we approach this mighty and worthwhile task of understanding salvation from God's perspective. I will start right here tomorrow on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.